From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A weakening cold front will struggle into northern areas this afternoon, but the front will have little effect on temperatures, which will remain well above average as they climb generally into the low to mid-70s at lower elevations. Some upper 70s will even be possible in the south, primarily in southern New Hampshire. Today's warmth has been aided by what was a very mild start to the day, with many locations remaining above 60 last night. It will be considerably cooler tonight, with the cooler hollows dropping into the upper 30s. The cool will continue tomorrow, with highs mainly in the 50s. But it won't be as cool as it was on today's date in 1804, when one of the more famous weather events in early New England history took place. Known as the Snow Hurricane, an early season snowstorm dumped 2 to 3 feet of snow over the higher elevations of Vermont, New Hampshire, and the Berkshires, and 1 to 2 feet in eastern New York's Catskills and Adirondacks. In Vermont's Northeast Kingdom, 20 inches was reported in Lunenburg, while press reports of 3 feet of snow came from the southern Green Mountains. There has been some early snow recently across the Front Range of the Rockies. The surface low responsible for that is now moving over the mid-Mississippi Valley and heading in our direction, but its impact, at least in terms of precipitation, will be minimal. Tomorrow, the brunt of this weakening storm will get suppressed to our south, thanks to strong high pressure that will become centered over southeastern Canada tomorrow. The leading edge of this high is marked by the cold front that's now struggling southeastward from the Ottawa Valley. Near Lake Ontario, a weak wave along the front is slowing its southward progress. At the same time, a shortwave ridge of high pressure has developed in the wake of low pressure that's now departing through the Canadian Maritimes. This small ridge of high pressure will help the sun to shine and give us another day of above-average temperatures. Such temperatures might return over the weekend, but from tomorrow through Friday, it will be much cooler. This will be especially true tomorrow. Although weakening, low pressure approaching from the southwest will generate increasing clouds, and over some southern areas there could even be some light precipitation in the afternoon. Much or all of that will evaporate before reaching the ground, and that will have a cooling effect, as will northerly low-level winds coming around the high that will be shifting its center into southwestern Quebec. This situation will likely result in fairly uniform high temperatures tomorrow. Frost could occur tomorrow night in northern areas, depending on how rapidly the skies can clear out. The high over southeastern Canada will then dominate our weather on Thursday and Friday, providing mainly clear skies and seasonable temperatures. In the short-term forecast summary, this afternoon, partly cloudy northeast, in the Adirondacks and in the southern Green Mountains, otherwise mostly sunny. Valley highs mainly in the low to mid-70s, some upper 70s possible in the south, and some upper 60s in southern Quebec, west to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, becoming mainly clear in the evening, then patchy high clouds late, and patches of valley fog, lows from the mid-40s to around 50, upper 30s in the cooler hollows north and lower 50s in the Champlain and Hudson Valleys, northwest winds becoming north and diminishing. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy south, partly to mostly cloudy north, slight chance of a late-day shower in New York from Lake George southward, cooler with highs from the mid-50s to around 60, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday night, mostly cloudy south, gradual clearing late in the north, beginning in southern Quebec, areas of valley fog, chance of showers from Lake George and the upper Hudson Valley into southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires, lows in the low to mid-40s south and in the Champlain Valley, in the 30s elsewhere north with upper 20s possible in the cold hollows, northeast winds becoming light and variable except continuing at 5 to 10 near Lake Champlain. And on Thursday, areas of morning fog, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, some mid-60s in the Hudson Valley, winds on Thursday light from the northeast. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes, with an eye on the sky.